these words from Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or can imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. All right. Isn't that funny? When I hear the word amen, what do we say? Amen. That's right. And so truly, truly is what it means. And, this morning I want to explore about change. This is a morning of change. And it's a morning of change for me, and it's a morning of change for all of us. And it may be a time of change for you. As you've heard through our prayers, there's stuff going on. Change is happening. Some of you may be coming into retirement, or you've been in retirement for a long time, and now you're wondering when the day will come that you need to move out of a bigger house into a smaller one, whatever it is. And so we all face the change. So I want to explore from this morning's passage about change. How can we deal with change and explore the facts of change? And so first, change is discomforting. Change is needed, and change is proof of God's power. Now, change is discomforting. When I can't find the milk in the refrigerator because it's not in the spot that it usually is in, and instead it's pushed to the back behind the cake in the refrigerator, which I can't eat, and it's behind there, and I can't find it, you know, that's discomforting. I don't know, you know, it's like everything is turned upside down. And so discomfort comes with the territory of change. It's uncomfortable because we don't know what the next step looks like. It's uncomfortable. Sometimes we don't know quite what to say. And sometimes we don't know what to do. And so it can be discomforting. There's a woman who was a mother, and you know, she was dealing with change. Sometimes it was stressful, just a matter of stresses that are happening. And here's her story of dealing with change. It was one of the worst days of my life. The washing machine broke down, the telephone kept ringing, and my head ached, and the mail carrier brought a bill I had no money to pay. Almost to the breaking point, I lifted my 1-year-old into his high chair, leaned my head against a tray, and began to cry. And without a word, my son took his pacifier out of his mouth and put it into mine. You know, doesn't it feel like that sometimes? So, knowing that it's discomforting is, ironically, comforting. All right? Knowing that when change happens in our lives, when the job we've been looking for hasn't shown up, or when our health is declining, and we don't know what it is, or whether we have to face surgery or not, or whether we can stay in our home, or we have to go to an assisted care place, whatever it is, it can be discomforting. But to know that it will be is comforting. And the reason why is that, as in this morning's passage, it says that the power of God's love, when we know this power, then we are rooted and grounded in this love. So in whatever challenge you face, whatever it may be, knowing that it is uncomfortable, but also knowing that God's power is bigger than the discomfort and bigger than the problem, bigger than the opportunity that you don't know whether you can meet. Knowing this, we become rooted and grounded in the discomfort. The guy who wrote this was tortured many times, put in jail, accused of wrongdoing his life. He murdered believers in Jesus, and then a believer in Jesus was called to go and pray for him, he being blinded after having met Jesus on the road, saying, "Why are you persecuting me?" And so Paul was sent into Damascus, and a believer went to pray for him. But first he asked, "Really?" And so there was discomfort involved. But knowing that, and knowing God's power, he was rooted and grounded and prayed, and Paul was changed forever. Jesus went to the cross, and it was uncomfortable, putting it mildly, right? It was, I'm not even sure you can use that word, but it's true. It was uncomfortable, right? And yet he endured it because of the power of God. And he prayed before it happened, "Not what I want, but what you want. Not my power, but your power. And ours together, because I'm rooted and grounded in you." So whatever it is you face, know that God loves you, and that you're not facing this alone, and that God wants to see us through. It might not look exactly like you want it to, but he's going to see us through. He's going to see me through. He's going to see all of you through. And James coming on to serve as pastor, it's going to be uncomfortable at times. For starters, you're going to have to move your neck up another foot. You're going to have to get used to that, all right? But whatever it is, his style is going to be different. He's going to need to learn how to love you. He's going to need to learn how to walk with you through change. And it's going to be uncomfortable at times. And the gift that you can bring is to know that God loves you and God loves him. And that this love, the power of this love, will root you and ground you through it all. And in God's calling, James and us, you, in serving together, change will happen, and it's going to be uncomfortable, but you will be rooted and grounded through it all, even in the mistakes he makes and the mistakes you make in not listening to what he says or to what God says. And it is going to happen. Change will happen. And that brings us to the second thing. Change is needed. In your life and mine, change is needed. In his church, change is needed. In Crestwell, change is needed. And if you need any proof, just check it out. At the end of the Bible, the Word of God says, and there will be no more tears. And there will be healing from the leaves of the tree of life for all the nations. Do we need healing in Egypt? Do we need healing here? Yeah. There's the proof. We need change. Maybe in your own life, in your own situation, that's proof enough. Maybe you're ailing, looking for a job, looking for the next step. And that's proof enough. Change is needed. And it's going to be uncomfortable at times. And it's needed. But the power of God's love, if we're willing to hold on to that, will root us and ground us through it all. And we'll be comforted. And the change will be able to happen. Because we're rooted and grounded. If we're not rooted and grounded, then the changes will not happen that are needed. And then what happens? We fail in the mission of God, in our calling in Christ. But if we're willing to say yes to His love, that we're willing to say yes to His change. So we only need believe and receive His love, and He'll do the rest. He'll do the rest. He'll bring about the change in your life and mine. The pathway will be open, the way made clear. Old men will dream visions. Young men will come alongside and serve with the children and women, and all will see it together, the place, the way that God is calling us to. I've spent some time with James, and he's putting a vision in his heart. But not only his, because I've spent time with you. He's putting a vision in your hearts. And I've heard it and seen it. And guess what? Those visions match. They do. The visions I've heard from you are the visions I hear from him. But anytime change is involved, like Peter, we might deny it. Deny that it's in our heart, deny that it's a vision. Deny that God ever put it there to advance the kingdom, to be the church that Crestwell needs. So change is needed. Change is proof. It's proof of God. Love. It's proof that God's at work in you and in me. So that when it happens out of love, it's proof that He's on the ground. It's proof that Christ is within you. It's proof that God is alive and that there's hope yet to be found with the world. Are you ready? I see great things ahead for you. It looks much bigger and broader, wider and deeper. As the passage this morning says, Jesus' love is wider and deeper, longer and higher And that's what it looks like. His love in you in the days ahead. We can do it together through his love. Comforted in the discomfort. Given courage in the need. And given hope as it happens. Where are you in the midst of God's love? What changes do you need in your life? Let his love be at work in you, that you may be rooted and grounded. Rooted and grounded, that nothing may sway you, nothing may keep you from his path, that nothing may dissuade you from his hope, his love, that nothing may discourage you, that no trial or temptation put you down. But instead, the victory, the praise, the honor, and the glory, his light in you, in his church, and wherever he'll lead you. I want to hear about it. I want to come and see it when you call me back. Praise be to God.